Betfair faces landmark High Court duty of care challenge. Betfair is facing a High Court challenge that could reshape how gambling operators respond to customers showing signs of gambling-related harm. The case, brought by the widow of Leicester man Luke Ashton, began on June 4 and is expected to run for around 3 weeks. Lawyers for Ashton's family argue that Betfair failed to intervene as his gambling losses escalated, despite evidence of harmful gambling behavior before his death in April 2021. Family claims Betfair failed to intervene. Ashton, who was 40 when he died, suffered from a gambling disorder and accumulated significant debts while betting with Betfair. Court filings state that he lost £21,777 over a 3-year period and had repeatedly used self-exclusion tools before returning to gambling. During March 2021 alone, he placed more than 1,000 bets and recorded a net loss of approximately £5,500. The family alleges that Betfair continued sending promotional offers and free bet incentives as his gambling activity intensified. Their legal team argues that the operator breached a duty of care by failing to take meaningful action despite warning signs that Ashton was experiencing gambling-related harm. The claim seeks damages of £846,478, including gambling losses and the income Ashton would likely have provided to his family. Betfair rejects duty of care claim. Betfair, part of Flutter Entertainment, denies it owed Ashton illegal duty of care. In its defense, the company argues that Ashton never informed it that he had a gambling disorder and that his losses resulted from his own decisions and wider mental health factors. The operator also maintains that it had safer gambling measures in place and contends that Ashton could have gambled elsewhere had he not used Betfair. A spokesperson for Flutter said, "We reiterate our sincere condolences to Mrs. Ashton and her family over this tragic case. Unfortunately, we are unable to comment further at this time because of the legal proceedings. Case could have wider industry impact. The lawsuit is being closely watched because it could become the first successful UK case establishing that a gambling operator owes a duty of care to customers displaying signs of problem gambling." A 2023 coroner's inquest into Ashton's death concluded that he suffered from gambling addiction and found that more interaction from Betfair may have been appropriate. The coroner also raised concerns about the company's player protection processes and noted that Ashton had been internally classified as a low-risk customer. The case arrives as the UK gambling sector continues to implement reforms arising from the Gambling Act review, including affordability measures, stake limits, and a statutory gambling levy. If successful, the claim could influence future litigation involving gambling harm and potentially expose operators to additional legal challenges beyond existing regulatory requirements. The proceedings are also likely to test where courts draw the line between regulatory compliance and a gambling operator's responsibility to intervene when customer behavior indicates a gambling disorder.